Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I believe that there was this surgence of toxic positivity. It's still around of like, let's just like be kind. Okay. Let's just be kind and be positive. Like don't like the negativity, like rise above.
In my like spiritual journey, I've realized that like you work with both hands. It's good and evil.
Those are the most intense finger guns I've ever seen in my entire life.
This is my protector wisdom hand. You know, if you cross my boundary, if you step into my house, I'm not going to be like positive. Please leave. Like if you do that, you're gonna be lucky if you get your whole life back. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
what's up, Bottom Nation?
Guys, for the next few weeks, it's going to be pretty crazy on my end. I am recording bonus episodes that are only going to be available on Patreon. I am touring. I'm coming to Chicago. Actually, Kate is coming with me to Chicago, and I'm going to Philadelphia and Bloomington all in November. And as usual, every Sunday in New York City doing my show, ashleygavin.com. And my full-time employee starts in mid-November. So I'm asking you to bear with me. Please listen to these audio notes. Please come and see me live. It is one of the best ways to support me besides the Patreon, which funds all of this shit. So many of you are new donors. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't wait to get you your free tickets. I can't wait to get you those free bonus episodes. I'm so excited to interact with all of you, give you cameos and all of that stuff. It warms my heart. Like, seriously, thank you so much. And on today's episode, we have Jess Henderson. She just starred in a project that Abby Jacobson of Broad City produced. She is such a funny comedian, insightful point of view, just really awesome. I know you are going to absolutely love her. I also just wanted to note that on this episode, during my story, the topic of sexual harassment comes up. If that is something that might be triggering to you, maybe skip from around minutes 20. Or around right when I start my story, all the way up to minutes 35, and that should get you through it. And if you need resources around sexual harassment, they are linked in the description. All right, I hope you guys enjoy. Great guest today.
Indeed.
Hi.
Super talented, been hustling a really, really long time, about to have her big break. There or her?
They is either is fine.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Of course.
About to have she there, big, her there.
you always do this when someone uses multiple, and it's so funny because it's what like anti-pronoun people say. They're like, how am I supposed to
I
say
mean it
her the, there? And
then, I mean it in the most validating way possible.
I know you do. I know you do. But
cover
it's,
all bases.
Yeah. But it's very funny because it's just like literally what people are like. I'm supposed to put them all in there.
And actually, it's quite easy, as I've demonstrated.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for,
okay, here's
for
the thing,
proving
guys,
them wrong.
Neither of you guys remarked on my little man bun that I haven't up today.
Oh, I didn't know.
I think it's in more of a pony at this point.
Oh, I thought it was a half pony, but now I see. No,
it's
there's a little scoop.
It's a half pony.
There's a little scoop inside.
Yes.
There's a little scoop.
There's a little scoop.
And like what it. Do you guys? You guys,
scoop.
You don't like it.
Scoop.
No.
Did that sound right? I really can't
scoop.
Sing.
No, I like it. I like casual hairstyles. I like little boop.
I have been subconsciously looking at it.
And?
I think you would do very well in a period piece.
Thank you so much. I do have a little bit of a medieval princess thing going on. And if you know anything about me, look, Jess is here. Jess Henderson is here. She
Hi.
Just booked this huge thing that I don't know whether or not I'm allowed to talk about. We're going to ask her if we can in a second. But okay, here's what I've booked, listener. I have booked a non-union commercial where I play a barmaid because I do look good as a, in a period. I do look like I could play.
In a frock?
Like, yeah.
Or they like put a, you in a frock?
Like
a little barmaid?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Like a little bar
witch? It's on my Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, I do look like a sort. Yes.
Hold it down.
That's hot.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought it was like a hit, but it's a hold.
Yeah, yeah. You have to, it's because a hold. You can cut it off at any point.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah,
yeah, sorry. So I was saying that's hot to the barmaid. Obviously, there's a reason why I'm an assistant, okay? I'm apprenticing. I'm learning.
The barmaid and the assistant. And
yeah, the apprentice and the barmaid. It sounds like we're about to have a medieval affair.
I would definitely watch it on like a Saturday afternoon skipping school on Lifetime.
Skipping school on a Saturday yeah. afternoon? I feel yeah. bad about your
on
childhood.
A Saturday afternoon? Oh my God. Sorry, skipping I'm a little stoned. So I meant like skipping. I meant two things, like a Saturday afternoon or an afternoon
right.
skipping
yes.
school.
Yes.
Yeah. But faking a fever.
I did in fact book this commercial and I do Congrats. Not want you to look it up. I will not say what brand it's for.
Okay.
When
Heineken?
Exxon.
If it's a bar.
It's a non-union commercial. I just want to put that back out there.
Okay.
I mean, I guess all those companies.
They do.
Yeah,
they
but all of them are.
They try to do
Here
non-union.
We go. I'm about to get pissed no, go, and the go, podcast go, hasn't. I'm about to go the fuck off because all these fucking companies out here under new media contracts acting like they have mm-hmm. no money when they're fucking predatorial and all these big conglomerates have lots of money. They have lots of, thank you. They have lots of money. So non-union doesn't mean anything to me. To me, when I see non-union now, I'm like, it's a fucking trick. It's yes, predators yes. preying on people. And we need the, and fuck it, I need the money. So I don't care. Is it a money? I need it.
Is it a money?
Is it a money? I need it.
You are absolutely right. It's fucking bullshit. But I took this commercial. I just wanted something for, it is great for my reel. And when mm-hmm. I went in, I've been auditioning for every non-union commercial on the planet. And normally I would say, listeners, this is like so stupid inside baseball, but I actually think this is sort of interesting. It's like commercial auditions are super degrading, especially non-union ones.
Yeah.
And I went in and they told us there, I went in, it's three or four Vikings and a barmaid. And they tell us when we get there, they're like, can you do a Norwegian accent? Which is,
what is that?
You know, just a run-of-the-mill, Norwegian, everyone has a Norwegian.
Which is probably the most specific accent that you could have possibly asked for.
What is the accent?
I can't, don't know. I have no idea.
It. I can't do it without being like, yeah.
Okay, I was
like
about that. To say, it's something.
I can only do it as the chef.
Oh my God, there's
going to
be like a
Sesame
rare
Street.
Like 2% listeners like, racist against Norwegians, racist.
We do have at least one listener from Norway who messaged
many,
me the other day.
Many listeners from Norway, actually.
Oh my God, okay, but I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm just saying, sometimes white people go off and say things are racist when they're not racist.
Yes,
so
yes,
I'm just about
course.
To say.
It's true, it's true.
No, I don't want to insult any of them.
I'm the first person, and there's less room for me to be this person. Yeah. Do you need more water?
Can't
get her
I?
More yeah. fucking water. Ooh. How much water did you give
please,
her?
Please, may I have more water?
Yes.
Well, I like the glasses. No, the glasses are.
Thank you so much. They're
good
new.
Glasses.
Mm-hmm. I like, I'm currently in the process of upgrading my IKEA kitchen set to.
I like
more
a good glass.
One.
I like a good glass.
So anyway, I walk in. That we're all waiting. Every fucking girl at this audition is a goddamn goddess. Because we're auditioning oh, for
you.
Viking.
Thank
Every
you.
Girl is 6 feet tall, blonde, just perfect human specimen.
And so are they looking for barmaid or bar wench?
They're, how dare you? Which one am I, Kate?
I mean,
which one am I?
Barmaid.
Thank you. I do think I look pretty.
Bar mistress yeah. at the most. You know what I'm saying?
At bar mistress. That sounds first bar mitzvah is where I went with that. But bar mistress sounds sort of hot. Well, I went in. Everyone looks like a goddamn goddess. I'm sitting in the waiting room.
Uh-huh.
They tell us this Norwegian accent thing. And at this point, I am so fed up with the bullshit from non-union commercials, which like is like memorizing huge, huge copy.
Yeah.
You know, like long, long
is
copy.
Is that what's degrading about it?
Ridiculous copy that's so poorly written. Clearly
oh
written,
God.
Outsourced to like another country, like level of poorly written, like not
like a robot.
Yeah, like a robot.
Like when a robot writes about a baseball game and it's just like,
yeah,
home run 1-2 for the left fielder.
And you're like,
Or like, you can tell that someone that like got an MBA in business, but they want to like sell a product. Yes. They're like, this is how, consumers talk to each other.
And they feel creative because it's the first thing that they've done at their job that's creative. And they,
or on a scale from 1 to 10, I would definitely recommend this product to another, to a friend or neighbor. Oh,
or the opposite, they'll have you do a self-tape and they're like, okay, just do 5 to 6 different shots. In the first shot, be on a beach. In a second shot, like make sure you're tailgating. Go and sit in the back of a truck. And you're like, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. I'm doing this in my house. Whatever. I'm so tired of these non-union fucking commercials. I go
Do you want to know the last time that I auditioned in person for a non-union commercial?
2 or 3 years ago?
It was on March 13th, 2020. And I drove there because I was afraid. And there was no mask.
You go right ahead. This is honestly what New York has felt like for like 3 years. Let me get through this because this is so not the story I want to tell.
No, tell.
And Jess is a great guest, and I want to make sure that she gets some fucking airtime.
Yes.
But I go in and they go, do a Norwegian accent. And I swear to God, I was like, I am not the person you're going to pick based on type for this. Yeah. You've got all your blondes and your redheads who are 6 feet tall. I am not going to book this for my Norwegian accent. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this the way I want to do this. They put me in as, and thankfully they put me in as barmaid, and I'm serving the Vikings. And they were like, kind of act like you don't want to be here. And I was like, perfect, because I don't. Mm-hmm. So I just played a
method.
I just did a cunt. I was just a huge cunt.
You're just so mean.
And I made no attempt at an accent. And they booked me. And I was just like, this is how you need to live your life. Like, for every aspect of your fucking life. Just
have
be your authentic
dose
self.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you. I
agree. It also does sound like more of a bar mistress, I will say.
I agree.
The bottom line is, I looked really hot. And
I believe you.
I
love looking hot.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here.
Yes.
Of course.
You have been in Shrill. You're a great comedian. You're a great actor. You're a wonderful performer. Such a strong, interesting point of view. Really fun. Very whimsical on stage.
I try to be.
Yeah. And you have booked something so fucking huge. Abby, maybe we're not allowed to say
They're just like giggling.
But Abby Jacobson posted about it on her Instagram. So listener, if you want to know what Jess is working on, go over to Abby's Instagram and freak out.
Yeah, and see me in it. It is, I don't know where it will go, right? Like, you have to have, like we were talking earlier, you have to have this like healthy dose of fuck you. And that's kind of, well, I should start from the beginning. It was very like serendipitous how this project like came to me, and I went through a period of being like really specific about the type of work I wanted to do, and I had done like a ritual around it. And the next week,
very gay.
Yeah, very gay. The next week, I was on my way back home from having shot Shrill. And my manager saw the breakdown for this audition and was like, hello.
And like, by the way, I love that author. And I was listening to her books on tape. Yeah. Again, I'm not going to say who this is because I don't know. But I was listening to her books on tape. So when I saw that you had been going for this, I don't remember where in the process you were. Right. I was like, she's going to book this.
Yeah. There were a couple of people that saw the breakdown. Carolina in particular, she's a comedian. She was going out for the friend, and she texted me and was like, are you fucking going out for this role? Because hello. And I pretty much had the attitude of like, you know what? Like, I might not book this, but it's mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I love that.
My energy very much every single audition, I was like, okay, I'm here. Hello. Yeah. Like, hello.
This is your opportunity to not make a mistake.
Yeah. Like, that was really my energy. Like, okay, respectfully, this is mine. And if it's not, then it's
you
like,
have fucked up.
Yeah. Like, just respectfully.
But that's how perfect you are for this role. Yeah. And I was like, respectfully. It's cool project. I will say that.
Yeah. And I mean, so like all projects, it has different routes and different lives. And we were working with, like a particular production
honestly
company.
Fuck them. I kind of hate them, so I'm sort of glad that they're no longer involved.
That's the thing. So I
and guess what, if they find out about this, fuck you, I don't care.
we're being
have coded. Not booked me so many times.
Well, I
don't
just
care
think...
Alex, do not cut
Do not cut. I know you're thinking, cut.
Alex,
do not.
Please cut.
Alex, I fucking hate these guys. Go on.
Okay. Well, I don't hate them.
I do.
But I do, feel like I knew that there would be an opportunity for, this is going to be kind of sad, but like, I am a gay, fat, black woman. Like, people make the wrong choice over and over and over again. So I definitely was prepared to be like passed over. Mm-hmm. But I do believe in the project, and I know that Abby believes in the project too. And I believe that something will happen for me from this, even if it's the fact that
Dude, of course.
It am on a first name basis with two people that I have idolized as like funny gay women in the scene.
Yeah.
So I am really, really grateful and respectfully fuck you.
Respectfully fuck you.
Like, respectfully, you know, but you're either going to get me when I'm affordable or you won't be able to afford me.
Yeah.
So.
I love that.
That's how I feel. That's
I really like the juxtaposition of the air horn with your, like, very serene energy. You know what I mean? Like, very, like, well-delivered speech here followed by an air horn. But we're really glad that you kind of already just, we do intros way too late in the middle of every episode.
It's okay.
So you kind of just did an intro.
Yeah.
Copy the, I will say, respectfully fuck you is the mood that I'm in today.
Yeah. I think we all need to have it. I believe that there was this surgence of toxic positivity. It's still around of like,
let's just like be kind. Okay. Let's just like be kind and be positive. Like, don't like the negativity, like rise above, like just rise above it.
And I am very, especially in my like spiritual journey, I've realized that like you work with both hands. It's good and evil. And you are not.
Those are the most intense finger guns I've ever seen in my entire life.
These are my grandmother's fingers. These are my like. This is like my ancestral.
Do you ever fuck like that?
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm just checking.
I've never fucked like this. But this is like my ancestors coming through. This is my protector wisdom hand.
I love it.
And I just feel like respect. Like it is both hands. It is a balance of light and dark. Mm-hmm. I am not like, you know, if you cross my boundary, if you step into my house, I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, hey, positively, please leave. Like, if you do that, you're gonna be lucky if you get your whole life back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be a gift. So but you know what? I am also very much, you know, I'm both.
Yeah.
I'm both.
I like that.
Well,
like
we're so glad to have you here. I really respect your work and your work ethic.
You.
We met, I don't know if you remember this, we talked in the green room about
a long time ago
about industry, and I just was like, she's fucking cool. Like, I want to keep an eye on what she's doing.
What show was that?
It's probably something horrible.
Okay. I know. I think it was. I think we trauma
probably
bonded.
Like 10 people
it was some shtick show where you go out and you do your set and then you get a bare bottom spanking afterwards.
Oh my God.
And you actually pay them $15.
What if I was like, I wish? What if I was like, wow.
I mean, fair enough.
I like start asking a bunch of follow-up questions. Where in the city is
who
that?
Who books that?
Is it like downtown?
What was that show? Can we figure it out? I just urgently need to figure out what show we were on, because I don't actually remember getting spanked.
My God.
And I feel like if they owe me payment from the show.
Did that spanking show come back after COVID? Or?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it. I am Ashley Gavin. I am a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. Respectfully, fuck you is the energy that I have.
Yeah.
It's the energy that I've had related to my career for like 2 years, and now it's finally fucking paying off. And look, I'm not going to talk about it, but some major relationship tea has occurred in my life. I'm not ready to talk about it, but like I'm not doing so hot on a personal level, but respectfully fuck you is the message that I'm sending out to the universe. And you actually came to my show and were like, Mercury was in retrograde.
Yes.
And this is what this, that, and the other thing means. And why am I doing this in my intro?
I don't know.
Kate! As always.
I mean, because it's what it needed to happen.
Respectfully,
I was here for the ride.
I'm Ashley Gavin. I identify this week as respectfully fuck you.
Right. And retrograde and retrograde.
Mercury and retrograde. Mimo and Rebo Ray.
Give me a sports thing. You play any sports as a kid?
Oh my God, I played all of them. And the one that I was good at, Not to be a stereotype, was basketball.
Okay.
Love it.
Basketball. And then I played soccer and I loved soccer, but it's so much ranting.
It is. It is
so much ranting.
It's a lot.
As always, the cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled. Can they sink their balls into the hoop?
No, I don't have any.
Kate Sisk.
Hey, everybody. Sisk. It's me, Kate Sisk, the fat in the chat, the cancel coach. My gender of the week, as brought to us by the listeners, is Turk from Tarzan. Loved that one. Any pronouns, and I'm a white bisexual dyke. Yep.
Nice. And Jess, you gave a mini intro before.
Hi, I'm Jess Henderson. I'm definitely gay. And my pronouns are she, they.
Nice.
Thank you for
being
here.
I like the rhyme.
Of course.
Let's get into it. The listener knows I've been working pretty hard, feeling really tired.
Yeah. Mm.
I needed a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I booked a cruise.
Okay.
As not a break.
Well, it was work. But the thing about the cruise that's nice is I get to go away for a little while.
Yeah.
And disconnect.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, unplug.
I get off the boat at the different stops. Sure, there's work stuff, but it's less intense than what I'm doing at home. I cannot beautiful views.
Yeah.
I can't do social media really because of the internet.
Yeah, you could only text me for like 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to use this opportunity to get on a good workout schedule.
Nice.
I'm going to meditate.
There's a gym
frequently.
On the boat.
Oh, yeah. Nice gym.
Wow, cool.
Sauna.
Ooh.
So I was like, I'm going to do a little bit of me for the week.
Yeah.
Deservedly.
Thank you. I get there. We're not allowed off the boat, first of all, which is frustrating.
I was going to say I don't want to be sued, but.
Did I say the brand of this?
Yes, you did. And you Alex, also just said it.
Go back. Now everyone knows the fucking brand. This is the brand where there's more
it's
people.
It's buy one, get one free. Like buy one, get one free vacation.
Yeah. There's more people than teeth and there's more people than teeth.
And everyone's from Panama City, Florida.
Yeah.
I also want to say they are notorious having a bit of a musical theater background. My friend, like that was like the rite of passage. Everyone that went to my school.
Yeah.
Like after we graduated, everybody was doing cruise.
Yeah.
After cruise, after cruise. And I was like, my ancestors already warned me about slavery.
That's the thing. If you are
no.
The comedians, they actually it's we're pretty well treated, but like there's no labor laws out in the middle of the ocean, and the
so
way
the permanent staff is just
the permanent
abused.
Staff is totally abused. Every time
and
I
abuse
set
breeds abuse.
Every time I set foot on this fucking boat, immediately I'm trying to organize a union.
Fair. I mean, you were gay. Like there's it. Resistance. Like
every time I'm like, fair. I'm totally crossing the line. I'm like, you guys should unionize. You should think about it.
Oh my God. I am also
you're
that
there for a week
too.
And you're like, hey, I know you guys have been here for a year.
They're like, I can't, ever since she came on the boat, I can't unsee all the shit she told me was fucked up.
Yeah. I'm like, no fucking scabs.
Wait, so why weren't you allowed off the boat?
Because when it's on a first time voyage after a certain amount of time, they have to quarantine the staff on the boat for a certain amount of time. This is the first voyage after COVID.
Oh.
So which makes no sense because the guests can get off, but whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm there. I'm not allowed off the boat. I get some, as I referred to the respectfully fuck you, I get some news that was really hard for me to get on the boat and not be able to communicate with my friends for emotional support and mm-hmm. B, the person who gave me this news.
Yeah.
So it was a super stressful situation. I was awake I was awake for 2 days.
Whoa.
The other reason that I was awake was because I was told that one of the jokes that I did on stage was sexual harassment. The topic is not a joke, but when we get through this whole story, I think everyone will understand why I'm talking about this. But I was falsely accused of sexual harassment on my cruise. Again, not a joke, but once you hear the story, I think it'll resonate you with you.
To be clear, it was for your words that you said in your act on stage.
Yes.
It had nothing to do about any interaction.
During an ex, I don't fucking talk to people.
That happened when
yeah.
I'm-
You think I'm fucking talking to
people? No, I thought maybe you got off stage and like tapped somebody on the shoulder.
I didn't touch anybody.
It was a joke.
It was an X-rated show. X-rated show.
Because they have a PG show where you're not allowed to be gay.
Yes, they have a PG show.
A PG show where you're not allowed to be gay?
Dude, the layers. Let's fucking go. So, not only is it X-rated, there's R-rated and then there's X-rated. So this was like the third tier level. Yes, and the host at the top of the show goes, you can leave at any time to everybody. Like, they really reinforce, like, you can leave at any fucking time.
Yeah.
And then I even do it to let people know because I am Circus Cruise Lines first and only openly gay performer. If you want to get up and walk out during my set, be my fucking guest. I do not want you there.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't give
you
a
You want to perform for people who are having fun.
Respectfully, fuck you.
Yeah.
I am too good for this shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This is a fucking paycheck, period.
Yeah.
So, I'm performing.
Okay.
I turn to this table that I hear,
get out.
And
get out.
Yeah. And in the I hear this type of humor. And I was like, that can't be good. So I turn and I go, are you guys all right? Are you enjoying the show? And then this lady goes, oh, yes, we're really enjoying it. And I was like, this is sus. So then I go, it's not too dirty for you? And she goes, no, it's great. She really lets me know that it's great. So then I start crowd working with her. I find out that she's like, you know, she's in her 50s, maybe 60s. She has 4 teenaged kids. She's taking care. She's a single mom. She's taking care of her mother, elderly mother with dementia.
And I'm like, yes. It's hard.
It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, when you are this type of powerful woman, I literally say that. I'm like, when you have like you are in this much control of this many lives. And I'm saying this, you out
the
to
universal,
the
you.
Universal you.
When
out to
one
the
is. If it was like the 1500s, you would say, this position,
I take it out to the audience and I go, when you're, that's a Norwegian accent that they were looking for.
That was Norway.
I don't know. I was just like, oh, whatever.
So I take this out to the crowd and I go, you need to get, because I had just done a sexual joke. I go, you need to get pounded the way life has pounded you. And I start doing bits on how sex should destroy you the level that your life has.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I also understand why. No, I don't understand why that woman thought it was sexual harassment. Like, I wouldn't think it was sexual harassment. But, like, I think she was fucking shook. I think she was fucking shook. And I think Americans have this really almost... Let me tread lightly here. I think some Americans have this really sort of Neanderthal type of understanding of entertainment and art, and that it is always supposed to like
be about them.
Yeah, about them, and also make you feel good.
Mm.
So when she already perceived that the joke was about her, like to her, you harassed her because you said that she needed to be pounded. And it was like, no, babe, your ego was just still attached to what Ashley was saying
after
the joke left.
And I can't tell you, it's on tape. I can't tell you how clearly I made this a generalization. And it's so relative to what I have going on in my own life. Like, I feel like I have so much going on. I'm in charge of so many things. I, for once, would just like to be absolutely fucking destroyed and then held.
Yes.
That's all I fucking want.
Yeah. No, I mean, ooh, that's a place that's a way. That's a place that's a way. My friend said to me the other day, and I was like, I just laughed so hard because I was like, exactly. She was like, you know, sometimes you just need to get pretzel fucked. And I was like, I was like, yes.
Oh my god.
And I'm not going to explain it anymore, but those
that
know
and
know.
Oh my god.
And it's like,
I have never been, maybe one time. I have been like gently pretzel fucked.
No.
I don't think it's possible.
No.
I mean,
like, it was like a slow build to whatever. The point is, I really identified with her and this joke. I don't know, like, whatever. So I end the set. I get called down to security the next day. They're like, do you know what this is about? And I was like, no. And they were like, a person at the show said that you sexually harassed them. And I was like, no. And, you know, like, what are you talking about? I was so
upset.
And so grateful that I record everything in that moment. I was like, thank fucking God I have everything I fucking do on tape. Maybe I will regret that later. But right now, I actually am really happy about it. And they go, did you say the P word?
And on the X-rated
on
show.
On the X-rated. They were like, did you say the P word? And I was like, I literally was like,
what's the P word?
Pussy.
Oh.
I literally was like, I said, I was like, pussy? You mean pussy?
Well, because they can't say it or it's sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. Yeah. They literally wrote the word down on a piece of paper and then slid it across the fucking table and asked me if I said that. And then.
Like it's a settlement offer. Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
And I was like.
Like, do you accept pussy?
I looked and I was like, not only have I said pussy, I've said pussy. So that's why they pay me. People pay me to say pussy, you fucking asshole. Like, yes, I said pussy. And then they were like, okay, well, this woman, they're trying to describe to me what happened, but they can't say it. So they have what they have to do is they have to call in the female officer.
Okay.
To say these words to me.
Do they really say officer? Like it's the Navy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not, right?
People that work that side of cruise ships, don't tell.
Yeah, it's actually like a there super disciplined.
I didn't mean to disrespect.
It does actually feel like the Navy.
I know that running any boat is really a very difficult thing.
No, this is fucking stupid. This is a stupid, honest, fire me. I fucking dare you.
I feel
you.
Like for the
I
levels.
I fucking dare you.
For the levels of like consent that they have just in that conversation. This is not your fault. This is like the cruise line's fault. Like you have to set expectations clear and then have a boundary.
Well,
so if somebody comes to you and says blah blah blah, it's like, okay, well, this was like this is the show.
So yeah. So here's the thing.
Well, I mean, also, they believe
did.
Women.
They were like, ma'am, this is an X-rated show. But the thing is that
there's probably a protocol that they have
also
to follow.
Also, too, we want to believe women so that you need to properly research
everything
that's
said. This is the thing. Like, as like a lesbian and a feminist and a woman, I'm like, believe all women.
Not that woman. And then you hear yourself. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Has she made me? You're like, oh, my God.
But the thing is, like, that's why this is so.
When you played the tape, what did they say?
So, well, I had to write a statement and
they
just wanted to be clear.
I was railing on them, but like they were really.
What if you like walked up to a painting that was like a guy jacking off and you're like, oh, that painting assaulted
is jacking off
like,
at me.
You know what I'm saying? And I get that it's different because it's really you saying like,
yeah,
one needs to get their pussy pounded and she feels like it's about her. But it's still like,
well,
on a stage. And like you said, you've been given express verbal directions to like leave if you don't like
it. And on top of it, I asked her if she was enjoying the show and I asked her if it was too dirty. And for me as a performer, I know things change and whatever. But for me as a performer, if she had expressed discomfort, people have seen me at shows. If I start talking to someone and I see that they're scared.
You move on.
I move on.
Yeah.
I know I look so tough on stage, but like there is a science to what I'm doing. I would never, ever, if she had been like.
Yeah, if people, the minute I start doing crowd work, you can like feel people energizing and be like, don't talk to me, please.
Exactly.
So upset.
And she was very calmly, both in her discussion of her
upset.
Life.
She was upset because she felt like she was the butt of the joke.
Here is the kicker.
Yeah.
They read to me the statement.
Oh, yeah. They bring in the female officer
to read the statement.
It's basically like the comedian was gay at the top of her set. Or they didn't even say this. She asked if anyone was gay. And then she told me that she was going to fuck me, turn me gay. And then the last one was, and make me come harder than I have in my entire life. And then I was like, well, girl, you are gay. Because
I was just about to say, this bitch was fucking choked that she came the fuck out. She was choked that she got turned the fuck. Like, that is not even the joke.
She was too afraid to come knock on your door. So she filed a formal complaint in the hopes that you would follow up and be like,
hey, what happened?
What happened? And she'd be like, I don't know. Why don't you come in for a drink?
Oh, my God. This is so toxic. That's not what happened, though. That's not what you said. That's not the joke.
Right? She was like cutting out like
that's not what 20 happened,
minutes
though.
Here, 5 minutes there.
That was, there was a full, like, yes, 20 minutes between me asking if anyone in the crowd was gay.
And then doing crowd work.
And then doing crowd work with her.
That bitch took cliff notes to a whole nother level.
Clit notes.
Clit notes.
So, listener, if you're listening and you think, I just want to make super clear, like, I think there is a line that comedians should not cross when doing crowd work. And I do believe that, like, sexual harassment anywhere, but particularly
real.
In the workplace, is 100% real.
Yes.
But she tried it. But she tried it. We can say that. She tried it.
I just, because
that is
reiterate.
Not what happened. You tried it.
I want to reiterate, the whole thing is on fucking tape. And like, it was just so homophobic.
The idea of like turning.
The idea of turning.
The idea of turning, and also the idea of that you're gay and she's a woman, so you want to fuck her.
Yeah.
And there are so many times when I want to be like, literally, I would fuck like your husband before I would fuck you. Because your husband's a little bitch and he'll be my bitch. Get out of here, Deborah. Nobody's even talking to you right now. I'm trying to say some jokes, Deborah. You're out here choked. You had two damn kids and you wanted a fucking wife the whole time. That's what you're mad about, Deborah.
Exactly.
That's
also
what you're mad about.
The fact that she said, I'm going to make her come harder than anyone
that's
in her
so
life.
That's so funny to me because you never said that.
She's quoting straight porn. Well, yeah, exactly. I never said that. Not even in the joke. Yeah. Yes, I talked about like pussies getting destroyed. I talked about. Right.
But coming so hard. But, that's what she wants to do.
Exactly.
She's like, she's going to make me come so hard.
The comedian said that she was going to move back to Boise with me. Help me raise my children and bury my mother and love me until I'm dust.
Oh,
that's what the comedian said.
Oh my God. Honestly, I would write a show from the point of view of that security department and the complaint that they get from people on fucking cruise ships. Can
Wait,
you imagine?
I love that. I
Can
love
you imagine?
That.
And all the shit they have to follow up.
I cannot
up.
Imagine.
That storyline would be so funny. The person that's like, I'm being sexually harassed. It's really, they're just like fucking gay and choked.
Can you imagine they have to like go to the chef and be like, did you put blood in the pasta?
Meanwhile, the like cruise person or the, what is it, client, customer, like they're missing half their ear. And they're like, yeah, I don't know where the blood came from. I don't know where the bug came from at all.
Apparently, a lot of customers at the end of their cruise will file complaints like this in order
to get
a
free cruise. Pew, 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 pew.
There's a lot of air horn today. Right?
So she wanted a cruise. That's why she made sure to use some like hashtag trending terms like sexual harassment, because she wanted a free cruise.
Yeah. And again,
honestly, the two kids, she needs another one.
Also,
she needs another cruise.
But like, it just was like,
to reiterate, listener, if you're ever at any show, even a show of ours, and you feel uncomfortable, you can always, always leave.
This is what I was going to say. You can always leave. And I'm actually quite glad, even though the homophobic part of it was really hurtful.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yes, of course.
But I was glad that this company had a thing where someone could complain and had me make a statement and had the whole thing taken seriously
rather than brushed under the rug.
I would, at the end of the day, I much rather that than like have
be accused
be,
and then properly cleared than
exactly
just to be like accused and it's fucking loose
so,
or have there be really bad things that are happening and no
system
protocol to
so exactly. In that way, yay, taking it seriously, I take it seriously. But this was the most ridiculous thing that had ever happened.
Oh my God.
So that's my gay sex room this week. Hey guys, a quick plug for ways to support me and Kate. Follow us on Instagram, rate and review this podcast, share it with a friend, come to a live show. I'm coming to Philadelphia, Chicago, Bloomington, Indiana, all in November. And this podcast is primarily funded by Patreon. Patreon.com/WHGS. Primarily is not even the word. It is vastly funded. It is almost entirely funded by the Patreon. It helps so much. It is so much more cost effective than ads. Please go and get the perks of that, which include ad-free episodes and bonus episodes. Oh, and Kate has a show coming up on December 9th, so go check out Kate's Instagram for information on that. Thanks for listening, guys.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Jess, did you have gay sex this week?
Yes, I had gay sex this week, and it was making salmon patties.
Ooh.
Late at night. Yeah, and watching.
Oh, wait, no.
And watching Real Housewives of Potomac.
What's Real Housewives of Potomac?
Maryland?
Yes. It's another Real Housewife franchise, and it's a whole ass mess. And I love it. I actually like the whole franchise of Real Housewives. But I do have to have boundaries with it, because sometimes I'll like get caught up and like be developing like really like full 360 opinions on people that I don't fucking know. I don't know. Right. And they're being produced and it's a TV show.
Yeah.
So sometimes I have to be like, bitch, remember, this is a whole ass TV show and you don't know these people. Because sometimes I'll just be like, Karen is being like really fucking rude. Like or just thinking like that in my mind. So I have to stop watching.
Do you follow them like outside of the show? Like
no,
their socials.
I don't.
And
that
all
is
that?
A big boundary for me. There was one time when I flirted with it and I was like, oh, this is a disease. Like, I can't. I was like, no, I can't. I can't do, because then I really be thinking I know that, like, no.
Yeah.
I got to stop. And I just find it so fascinating, like a character study and like the layers of these people. And it's very interesting to see how people perceive themselves and try to present. Yeah, it's fascinating to me. And also really funny. Sometimes at their expense.
Love reality television. Yeah. I have to.
That is like the only kind of TV you watch, right?
Right now.
Yeah.
Although now that I'm trying to take care of myself, I'm trying to watch just other things.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I definitely can tell a difference in my mental state when I've been watch reality TV all day versus like really. It's like junk food and then like whole raw vegetables, right?
Interesting.
Like when I watch a show that has a storyline and I'm invested in it, it takes me to a different world. It's like creative and therapeutic because it's exercising thoughts that I wouldn't normally have.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like with reality TV, it sometimes will like get me to bear down on like my like other people's toxicity instead of like my own shadow
work. It's like
work.
Reinforcing a pathway that's already been established in your brain.
But again, like I said, life is balance. I used to be like, no, it's not good. It's like taking actors' jobs. Like, don't watch reality TV. And now it's like, I don't know if it's my age too, where I'm like, fuck it. I'm not about being this like different person. I'm about supporting who the fuck I am. And who the fuck I am is like, sometimes I like fucking junk food and sometimes I want to watch reality TV.
Yes.
All of it with balance.
Yeah.
All of it with boundaries.
So
the end.
Okay, so here's a question that I have. When I hear housewife, I think of like not having a job.
Right.
But then when I hear about like tangentially about housewives, I'm like, oh yeah, well, she has a wine line and a fashion line and writes a book. And like, it's like, wow.
It definitely has evolved. Mm-hmm. Like the franchise has evolved. But it started very much with like, let's look into
like behind closed doors of like rich women who are housewives.
Yes.
And then like rich people do, they think, or not rich people who present as rich, because not all the people on the franchise have been wealthy.
I have more money than anybody.
Yeah.
Depending on the day, depending on my feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some days I'm richer than other days.
Well, some of them get into a lot of trouble.
I will do this for all of time.
Oh my God. Gonna do it after he dies?
I'm gonna do it after.
Yeah.
They fake news. I am not dead. I am alive and well. I will never die.
Look, the kitty puked, and I feel the same way. A little hairball. I feel the same way.
You literally did the Trump impression, and Fletcher threw up.
Yeah. Yeah, Fletcher, I get it.
His hair is raised. He's so mad.
Honestly, it's how I was feeling. That was how I was feeling. I was like,
oh. We lost a camera. We lost a camera. Good for you, Fletch.
Fletcher never makes it into the fucking podcast.
You literally
ever.
Said the words, I will do this forever. And
I know. I got sick. I got sick and the cat puked.
Kitty tether.
I'm so upset right now. That felt like
he didn't like it. They didn't like it. I was screaming
at you.
Wow,
my stomach just growled.
Okay. Well, I know the listeners are going to want to know more about you.
Ooh.
Is it okay if I take this vomit time to segue into?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you're dating right now.
Yes. I am in a long term partnership and I love her very much.
I don't know anything about her.
Yeah. Well,
how long have you been together?
4 years.
Oh,
nice.
That's because she lives in Vancouver, but I am.
Is she real?
Yes. She's very real.
I'm joking
very
around.
Real.
I know. I'm laughing.
She's very real and she's very amazing. Yeah.
That's nice.
Have you been long distance the whole time?
Yeah, we have. I met her in, New York. She was doing like a solo trip.
Oh,
and we met and
you have the sweetest smile on your face right now.
We just started talking and we had like a really good friendship and rapport. And I just realized like we went on like a lunch date that was it was just like really easy to talk to her.
Yeah.
And I had been for so long like misunderstanding. I don't want to say misunderstanding connection, but confusing like almost like drama as like a connection. And I realized
like
meeting good people and having good relationships are normal, almost like neutral when people I don't want to say when people are good, but when people are grounded,
when your model of love has been distorted.
Yeah,
that it can be confused. I'm so with you.
Yeah.
And also when someone is treating you well.
And we've just been dating ever since, and I just got back from Vancouver. I love Vancouver.
Nice.
Vancouver has a really, really good Caribbean black scene that I'm very interested in.
Nice.
Good food. I went to Wreck Beach, which is this beautiful beach in Vancouver. Like, I cannot even fucking get over it. You have to like hike down to get there. And I love nature. So
yeah.
And the Douglas firs in Vancouver.
Oh, that sounds glorious.
Yeah. I mean, the West Coast nature is
a lot of listeners write in about being in a long distance relationship, which I think is really common when you're queer, because I think we feel like, I mean, New York, it's so easy. It's great to live here, but it can be hard for people to meet people, and then they meet people from other places and they're in a long distance relationship. Like, you guys are really far apart.
Yeah.
That's like, what are the pro tips of like, you've been together for 4 years. You're obviously good at this.
I would say still like the same when you're together, carving out time for each other. I know for me, like remembering my boundaries around the phone, because I can tend to lean on my phone even more because that is how I communicate with her. Still maintaining those like personal boundaries as you would if you were in a relationship and you lived in the same space with someone, maintaining your identity and
like,
you know,
don't text all day with this person.
Well,
I think that's
up to you. Like, I need a morning time. My mornings are sacred, so nobody comes in.
Yeah.
And I also need, like, I want romance, so I always, like, every week we plan a time like where that is like specifically the focus, like just
nice
being like romantic. And
the focus is just each other during that time and whatever we want to do. But yeah, we talk often, but always scheduling that time that's not just living and being and talking and communicating.
Yeah. 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 I think it can be easier to fall into over communication when it's long distance.
Yes.
Weirdly.
Yes. Yep. And also figuring out different ways of supporting each other that isn't necessarily verbal and talking. Yeah. That mm-hmm. was a big lesson for me too. And of course, like
can you give an example of that?
A way that I can support her, say if she's feeling like really tired, I can Uber Eats her coffee or something like that.
Yeah.
Sweet. Or like sending a letter.
Yeah.
Or I can pay for dinner remotely. I can send you food. I don't know. There's so many examples because we've been together for so long.
Yeah.
I be creative. Be creative. Yeah. I've done so many different things. And of course, there's like a plan. Like I want to be bi-coastal and I want to spend more and more time. If COVID's taught me anything, it's like we can live in more than one place and still work.
Right.
So, yeah, like when I was in Vancouver, I was recording an animated pilot and I got to record it out there.
Nice.
So I definitely want to spend more like extended periods of time back and forth. And COVID slowed that down, but only a little bit.
Yeah.
Only a little bit.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
What's like a long distance date that you've done that you thought was like really fun or successful? Or hot?
We are both homebodies and I like to be cozy. So there's one at one point where we were watching all of Steven Universe, and every single one of those dates were really special to me. And whenever we like cook the same thing,
that's really sweet.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that.
You get the you sync up on the ingredients.
Yeah, cook the same thing, or like watch movies.
Yeah. My partner and I used to do that. Watch the same movie.
Definitely done that. I never cooked the same thing as someone.
No,
that's really fun.
The best date, and I actually sobbed. It was at the height of COVID where like the borders were closed, so there was no way I could come to Canada.
Yeah.
We both got Switches and Animal Crossing at the same time. I'm getting emotional.
That's fun.
And she came to my island.
Oh.
And it was like, they have a little thing. I don't know if you guys play Animal Crossing, but they show the person arriving at the airport and they're like, so-and-so has arrived. And like my island's name is Mezcal. And they're like, so-and-so has arrived. And yeah, I was like, and then we were like running around my island and you can hear the little feet pitter patter.
Yeah.
Like, and it's
sweet.
So nice because it's interactive and it's an experience together. And that that was one of my favorites. I was like, I can't believe you're here.
Yeah. It's like it's like a virtual.
Yeah. And then we like gave each other you can't hug on Animal Crossing, but they have like different expressions. So we just had all the ones with the little hearts around the head.
That is so sweet.
Do they have one that says, I'm going to make you come harder than anyone in your life? Because no touching.
Oh my God. No, but if they did, but they don't have that. But I have made all my islanders, their catchphrases is my pussy. So when people come, to my island, they'll be like, welcome to Best Call, my pussy. and it's with like six S's. Because I am a teenage boy, apparently.
I am too.
Oh, I love that.
But favorite thing, and I never say anything about it. It's my favorite thing to see people's reactions. I mean, my friends' reactions. Most of them are like. But I had one friend, bless her heart, because she's always eating up my shit. She was like, Jess, do you know that you're Islander? Jessica, oh my God, you're Islander, you just said my pussy. And I was like, that's why I do it, for that one reaction, because the rest of my friends were unfazed.
Yeah. The rest of your friends,
they
wrote
were like,
the
Jess,
word,
you're always with the shits.
The rest of your friends wrote the word down on a piece of paper and then spread it
across
the table.
Did you get your Islanders to say this? Also, don't cancel me, because I know I'm not supposed to have anything vulgar on the game.
Well, it's successes, so
who
it's something different altogether.
Who the fuck is going to cancel you for that?
Well, when I mean don't cancel me, I'm talking specifically to the game people because you have to like
the makers
do
of Nintendo.
Yeah, you have to do like an agreement that
right
you don't
now.
Have
yeah,
anything
yeah, yeah.
vulgar.
Yeah.
You have to do a little. I understand.
Well, that was thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Do you mind if we go to Kate?
Of course.
I'm just keeping an eye on the time. Just
no, let's
we
do what we gotta
stop.
Do.
That was great, gay sex.
Thank you,
Kate. Did you have gay sex this week?
Okay. My story happened like right before I came here.
like literally right before I came here. And it's not technically a sex story, but there's lots involved. And I know, when is this going to air?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, In honor of October, it's a spooky story.
Oh, ooh, fuck yeah. Season. Why don't we just make this the Halloween episode?
Okay. Oh, I love it. Spooky.
Okay. So here's my spooky Halloween story.
Kate, I'm going to interrupt you. If you're listening to this and you are from the Philly, Chicago, Bloomington, Indiana, or New York area, there are shows for you to come and see me and Kate. And Kate's going to have a show in 4 months from now on December 9th.
Well, if you said it's airing at the beginning of November.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, my bad. That was rude.
Okay.
Kate's getting ahead.
More details to be announced soon, but mark your calendars for December 9th at Sour Mouse.
Wait, yes. Can I plug a show?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing Sabrina Jalisa's show at Union Hall on November 8th.
Great.
Nice.
Go to all those shows, you little shits. AshleyGavin.com. Check out Jess's Instagram.
Yeah, embrace math.
Kate's Instagram, the Kate Sisk.
Indeed. So, okay. So I was on my way here and I was walking in Manhattan. I was in like Midtown before this. And I was walking in Manhattan and I saw this woman walking and she stopped. She didn't really stop. She just kind of like over her shoulder took a photo. And
sexual harassment.
Well... Sorry, no, but I have seen that before. But so I was like, huh, she must have just like seen something interesting. And then a few more steps and she took one again. And I was like,
of you?
No. I was across the street from her and I was just seeing her kind of like turn over her shoulder, almost like she seemed anxious to take a picture twice. And so I was like, interesting.
Was someone following her?
And so I looked and like a few steps behind her was this guy in like all black. He had like super pale skin and like dark hair. And maybe I've been watching too much like vampire shit.
But
I was
Edward
like,
Cullen.
I was like, this reads as like very creepy to me. So I crossed the street just to kind of get a better idea of what was happening. And he like his steps pattern in the sidewalk matched hers.
So he's psychologically like he's definitely linked with her. He's clocking her because that's like that's actually a thing that we can't control when we walk with people. We walk in step with them. It's like one of our instincts.
Okay. Well, I wish I had known that because to me, I read it as something that was extremely creepy.
It is creepy.
Okay. But if we all do it.
No. You don't do it with a stranger that you're walking behind.
No, it means you are following or connected to somebody.
Oh, okay. 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 I thought you meant it was something we all subconsciously do when we walk.
No.
Okay. And then I look. So I'm kind of checking him out and he has keys in his hand. And I'm like, that's a thing that usually like.
What time is it?
It was like midday. So there's people around. So it's not like nighttime.
See, I'm such a fucking bitch. I would have just turned around and been like, stop following me. Like at the top of my lungs, like real loud.
Yeah. But you never know. Like,
of course.
Like I have.
Predators pick prey for a reason. That's what I say when I think like that. Like predators pick their prey. And they know like this is not someone who's going to turn around and yell at me or fight.
Right.
Like,
and I've been followed before and it was part of what throws this off is that it was fully a kid. And I was like, I'm not being followed by this kid.
Uh-huh.
But then I walked into a store and out of the store and the child was still following me.
That's
and he
really
did
hard.
End up trying to rob me. But, you
that's
know,
tough.
So like, obviously that was not a dangerous situation for me because I was an adult. Mm-hmm. But just like kind of like the pattern of her anxious behavior, I was like, this is how I would be because I know that that's how I've been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm not someone to turn around and be like, stop following me.
Yeah. And listener, like, especially in broad, if you feel physically safe because it's broad daylight and there's lots of peaceful people around, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
You're not a bad person.
You cross the street.
But so I crossed the street and I was walking behind her and she was walking like pretty fast. And then she was at like a don't walk signal and she blew through. Nobody else blew through it.
She blew through it
and I was like, she's scared.
Yeah.
So I went up to her because this is what I've been like told to do is like,
yeah,
when
you always
see
go up to the
someone
person, yeah.
You go up to that person and not the like other person
again. Yeah. Also not a weird thing to do to approach someone who might seem like they're uncomfortable and safely in a in a good body language way ask them, you know, you seem uncomfortable, are you okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, so sorry to bother you, I saw that you took a few pictures behind you. I wanted to make sure you didn't feel that you were being followed. And she looks at me and she's like, oh no, I just thought it was funny that there was a butt plug in the middle of the street.
funny. And we just like laughed for like 2 seconds.
Oh my God.
Shrugged and went in opposite directions.
The world that we live in surrounded by like straight white men. We can't have fun. We can't have fun. Everything is like, I'm seeing a murder. It's about to be a murder. I'm seeing a rape. It's a rape. It's raping. Like we can't have fun. It never ends. And no one, I don't care what any of you guys say. None of us thought that guy was just walking down the street. His shit has nothing to do. We're all like, no, go up. No, I haunt. And that's why I carry my keys in between every knuckle. Like, wow. Oh my God. Did you see the butt plug?
I did not.
Damn.
At that point, I guess I had followed her too far.
She was no, I just saw a butt plug, but get the fuck away from me.
I'm glad you guys had a good laugh. That is gay sex. That is that is really
that
gay.
Was an intimate moment when we both literally threw our heads back and did like a theatrical like
because like
went on our way.
Of course. Oh my God.
I love New York City though. A butt plug in the middle of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did someone drop it and where from? You know?
It must have been, I know, right?
Did it slide?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Was it like, and you just had to go. You're like, gotta go. I gotta leave it. Gotta go.
Someone was wearing like a dress and it just fell straight out onto the ground.
It's possible.
It's possible
for a plain yellow butt plug
to fall into the crosswalk.
It's possible. Honestly, the episode should start with that. Just that little song. It's possible.
You want me to make that the song?
Oh, my God.
Usually we have a little theme, but we can replace it.
I mean, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Well, that's a great little story.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it. All right.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Boo.
Someone wrote in and was like, are you guys going to do a Halloween episode? I was like, maybe. Code for no. We don't like do a lot of special. Like, for me, this pod is about consistency. We've never missed a week.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting the set gay, what you love and what you pay. I feel like Seinfeldian in that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're going to get every week.
I want to pick your...
There's nothing. No Christmas Seinfeld episode.
Yes. I want to pick y'all's brain about podcasts. I mean, I don't want to do any of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. We're still talking on the thing.
Yeah. Why don't we move it into...
Wrap it up.
Bonus. But okay. Thank you for being here.
Of course.
Anything that we... Now it's time for butt plugs.
Butt plugs.
Great timing on that, by the way.
Yeah.
This one is the butt plug in the middle. Do your butt plug in the middle of the sidewalk. Oh, what do you... I'm asking you to plug something. Oh,
okay. Your
Instagram, your website, anything you want.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought we were... Okay. So I follow my Instagram, Embrace Mess, for any upcoming shows I have. Biggest one I have is in November, Sabrina Jalisa's show. And then I'm doing some, you know, I do comedy like every weekend around the city. So I'll post about it.
Star about to pop off. No question.
Thank you. That's
so
really sweet.
Definitely follow her.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
And again, I'm on tour, ashleygavin.com. Lots of dates.
Ooh, yeah.
Up there.
Mm-hmm. We got to talk about it. Yeah. Okay.
And
December 9th. That's
December
Sour
9th.
Mouse.
That's
Mark
Sour Mouth. And Kate to 10K. Let's fucking go.
Woo.
Let's go.
10K followers?
Yeah, yeah. We made it to 5 and now we're going to go for 10.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys, for helping me to 5. That was really nice.
On Instagram? Amazing.
It really helps our careers. I've spoken to this many times, but
I mean,
trust me, it really, really helps.
I have a friend who popped off on Twitter and TikTok and they were just flat out offered like a 6-episode arc on a show.
It's so powerful.
It does help.
It really does help. One of the best ways you can support me is by coming to a show. I am coming to Chicago, Bloomington, Indiana, Philadelphia, and every Sunday I have my weekly show in New York City. If you're a patron, you get discounts or free tickets. ashleygavin.com/tour dates or just ashleygavin.com and patreon.com/WHGS. I would love to see you guys there. It's so helpful for me and it's such a good time. If you think this podcast is funny, I cannot wait for you to experience live stand-up comedy. No offense to this pod, I love it, but stand up, you will never laugh harder in your life. And I can't wait to meet you in person. Please come through. AshleyGavin.com.